From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The Pentagon is replacing the man charged with investigating the role of military intelligence in the prisoner abuses at Abu Ghraib. Major General George Fay has been running what the Pentagon has called the most significant of the numerous inquiries underway. But now, 7 weeks into the job, Fay is asking to be replaced because of concerns that he is not senior enough in rank to get to the bottom of what happened. NPR's intelligence correspondent Mary Louise Kelly joins us now. General Fay wants to get to the bottom of it. It sounds like he wants to get to the top of it.
That's exactly the concern here. Fay, as you mentioned, is a major general. That's a two-star general. Army regulations say that as a two-star general, he can't grill his superiors, such as General Ricardo Sanchez, the head of U.S. forces in Iraq. He's a three-star. So the central question all along, of course, has been how high up the chain of command should accountability go? Are we talking about a few bad apples, or should blame be traced all the way up into the upper echelons of the Pentagon? And I think the concern is that if General Fay feels he can't ask those questions, that that would open the inquiry to all sorts of scrutiny about whether this is, in fact, a fair and thorough and complete accounting.
Well, the Pentagon and General Fay were obviously aware of his rank when they appointed him to lead the investigation.
It's true, and that's a bit mysterious. This has been a question all along. I have spoken to one former head of Army intelligence a few weeks ago who was raising these very questions about General Fay's rank and whether he would be able to ask questions up the chain of command. I followed up with that former head of Army intelligence today and asked him, does the change satisfy his concerns? He was saying yes and no, that certainly a more senior general will be able to broaden the investigation, but on the other hand, he may still not be in a position to really hold, say, Secretary Rumsfeld's feet to the fire.
Well, do we know who actually will be the person to take over from General Fay, or at least what the pool of candidates is for taking over, if you have to be higher ranking than General Sanchez?
We don't. The decision falls now to Secretary Rumsfeld. He'll be making the choice in terms of who the new head will be. Pentagon officials today were telling me it would have to be someone senior to General Sanchez. As we said, he's a three-star general, so we're talking about a four-star general. There are only a couple dozen four-star generals across the entire of the military, across all four military services, and the Pentagon is saying this new replacement would not necessarily have to be Army. That could be from any of the other services as well.
What happens now to General Fay and his investigation?
General Fay, at the moment, until a replacement is named, will carry on running the inquiry. And certainly the new head of the inquiry will be free to do what he wants, what he or she wants. But the expectation is that General Fay will stay on, use his expertise and the knowledge that he's gained in these 7 weeks of investigation so far.
Do people fear that this might actually impede the investigation, since there's obviously a pretty clear interest in finding out what happened at Abu Ghraib and who is responsible for it pretty quickly?
Well, it's not yet clear to me what exactly the impact will be. General Fay was expected to be able to wrap things up by early next month, we were told. So how much of a delay this will present, we don't yet know. I do think it's fair to say that the Pentagon, in making these changes, is reacting to concerns that have been raised about how fair an investigation this will be, and that it won't be considered authoritative unless whoever's running it has the authority to ask questions at the very top levels. As we've noted, though, it's probably still up for debate if even a four-star general will be able to trace things all the way up the chain of command.
Thank you very much, Mary Louise.
You're welcome.
NPR intelligence correspondent Mary Louise Kelly.